suits everyone.
Hello and welcome along to the New Music Podcast. Thank you so much for joining us today, ladies and gentlemen. My name's Adam Tinney and I'm joined here on this special episode by the creators, the founders, the brains behind Margate Pride. Tommy and Amy, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thanks for calling us brainy.
Thank you very much.
Well, you know, I try and do as many things as I can, sort of local community things and things that involve music, obviously, which Pride does a lot. And I think the event you brought together is just phenomenal. It's huge. And you know, obviously, I've known you for a while now, Tommy. And when you first said that there's only three of you organising it, I thought, bloody hell, how? You know, it's a big old ordeal that you guys have taken on, I think. So I guess let's talk about how you became involved in it, if that's okay. So I don't know who wants to kind of lead off and talk about things, but how did it first start?
Thank you very much. Ladies first. Yeah. We're all ladies here.
Yeah.
Loving Margate, being proud of Margate and being a proud person is a big part of my roots. I run a club called Sink the Pink in London, which is a big drag club. And I've lived in Margate 5 years, but I'm a Kentish girl. My roots are from around here in Canterbury. So I've come back to Margate and I've felt really passionate that there should be a pride here. Like, I think there's been sort of versions of prides that have maybe lasted 1 year, and then they're difficult things, as me and Tommy will tell you, to pull off.
Yes.
When you're doing it on a shoestring.
Yeah.
And the grassroots level that we intend to do it. So we got together and made it happen. We're old friends through the Bristol scene, and we've got loads of shared friends. So when Tommy moved here, I was really excited.
Fantastic.
And we also worked with Dan Chilcott, who's not here, who's one of the founders of Resort, which some of your listeners might know about.
Yeah, absolutely.
Our community in Margate. So we felt like we were three creative weirdos that could maybe do the job, and we're trying our hardest. It's our third year this year.
Yeah, and you know, thinking back, because I've lived in Margate my whole life, and thinking back to the various guises of Pride, it always surprises me that with the kind of creative community that's grown over the last 10 years since Turner, I guess, started all that off, the Turner Gallery, there's only one kind of gay club. You know, there's Sundown is in Margate, which is the only thing, and they've tried to do things over the years. I guess they've never really kind of followed through.
It's the only one in the whole of Thanet.
Right, exactly. And I'm surprised that you know, it's taken this long to get a massive event like this together, and I'm not really sure what the answer is to that. I don't know why it's taking so long, but it's amazing that it's kind of going, and third year, like you say, going from strength to strength.
Yeah, I think one of the things that puts people off is the logistics of organising, because, I mean, we make it look very easy, and Amy's very good at doing that as well, just styling things out, which is great.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it can be quite off-putting. It is a challenge for a lot of people. I mean, I've never done anything like this before, so I'm kind of learning in the process of doing it. And we're sort of sussing out to go, but there's loads of legal things you have to do, insurance, all of the really not fun stuff.
Oh,
everyone just wants the rainbows and the unicorns, you know, and that's fine, that's great.
But the behind the scenes is filling out forms, having meetings with the council, trying to get bits of dough here and there, because you've got to pay for the road closures, the security, all the things that make an event happen and make people safe in that environment. The stage, we're trying to put a stage on the seafront this year, and these things cost money, and it's like, we want it to be corporate free, we want it to be free for everyone to attend, and with that comes a kind of like, where do you get the money to do it then?
Well, that's it. Something your Facebook page said, it's independent and sponsor free, which kind of blew my mind a little bit. I just figured there must be sponsors somewhere. You know, where's the money coming from? Because it's
crazy.
As we've said,
we want it to feel like the old school prides.
I love that.
To feel,
yeah,
you know, like it's quite a punk thing to walk in the street and say we're here.
Yeah,
and for your community to support you is such a beautiful feeling. Like the last 2 years, I've basically cried for the whole route, but like tears of joy, obviously, like proper snot bubbles. Although I was pregnant for one of them, so super hormonal. But it's just like such a beautiful experience to particularly walk through your hometown of Margate, and as you come down the hill from the Turner, and you just see the sea, and everyone's waving rainbows at you when you're on your float, and it's like, this
so
is the
lovely.
Best feeling ever.
So before we get into sort of some of the things that are lined up for this year, let's just talk about sort of community reaction, if that's okay. I mean, as someone from Margate, I think it's amazing. I think it's great. I love the whole kind of influx of the artistic community that's come in over the last, as I say, 10 years or so since Turner kind of started
Thank
it off.
Thank you. And that's really nice to hear, because sometimes you don't know how locals feel.
There are so many, there's pockets, I think, of the local
Whatever
community.
Local means.
You know, the amount of times I still, even to this day, still hear, why have they spent all that money on Turner? Where's the bloody ice rink?
Classic.
Why don't we get this? It's the old thing. How have you found it? Have you found the community reaction locally to Pride?
Personally, I found it incredibly positive. I started last year of going round actually to local businesses, local community centres and outreach projects, and really talking face to face to people and just sort of going, hello,
yeah.
I'm here and I'm doing this yeah. with our friends. And putting that kind of personal face on it, it really kind of disarms people. And it kind of, I spend a lot of time going back to Dan and Amy and just sort of saying, oh, this is great. I actually went into this place and they were really lovely and they took a poster. And, you know, there's been some really random places where you just think, oh, shall I go in there?
Yeah.
And then you go in and they're like, oh, yeah, of course, we'll put up a poster. And
we've
yeah,
got a gay cousin, you or whatever. Like, there's that kind of like, everyone's got their gay story that they want to tell you. And that's quite nice because it's kind of like, people that you would think may not be so accepting are actually really tolerant.
Fantastic.
And they want to put a poster up and they want to do what they can to support. And then you end up seeing them around town and it's like, there's something really lovely that brings us all together about saying, you know, we are tolerant, you know, or we believe in equality, which you'd hope all people do anyway.
Well, exactly. Absolutely. Yeah, definitely. So let's talk a bit about music, if that's okay, because obviously Seaside Sessions is a kind of music channel. Tommy, yourself, you've appeared a couple of times.
I have indeed, and I've loved it.
Well, famous Tommy Poppins.
So Pink Suits and Black Gold Buffalo, amazing local bands. Tell me about some of the other musicians that you've got, though. Tell me kind of how they come about and who you've got lined up.
Well, we've got three speakers is the first thing that you... So I could sort of tell you about the day, which is 2 p.m. we leave Walpole Bay and the parade arrives on Marine Drive and we'll have a stage set up. And we've got three speakers who are incredible, powerful speakers. Charlie Craggs, who wrote a book called My Trans Sisters, and she's a young trans girl who's got an amazing, like, sassy speaking voice. So she'll just be like,
nice.
Down with the kids. And Sue Sanders, who is a local... she's in her 70s, an elder of our community, I should call her. And she started LGBT History Month, which is a really important thing around the UK that happens in every school every February.
Okay.
And then Lady Phil, who's the founder of UK Black Pride.
Yeah.
So we've got a really lovely spectrum of speakers for people to just to hear about why we march. I think it's really important that you don't just turn up, get drunk and go, it's a party. Hey,
well, this is it. I was going to say, because there is that kind of education element to it as well, which I think is so important, isn't it?
It's so important.
Yeah.
And then you get into the party.
Yeah.
So that's when, we have, as you say, Black Gold Buffalo and Pink Suits. They're joining forces, so they're going to be the Margate Supergroup.
Amazing.
So they're kind of going to do loads of fun covers and keep it family friendly and, like, you know, ABBA and sing along Madonna and everything that you want to hear at Pride.
Yeah.
And then we've got DJs in between. So Kezia, who's from Black Gold Buffalo, is going to DJ. And then we've got our group called Out Margate, which is our local LGBT plus youth group. So it's kind of like 14 to 24 year olds. And we meet every Wednesday, it is now, at Dreamland, and we roller skate and we have a kind of, we call it the gay WI. So it's kind of like we do crafts and we have speakers and it's a kind of fun. We make banners for Pride and loads of stuff, but they're going to learn to DJ. Our friend Hannah Holland, who is part of Black Gold Buffalo and an amazing DJ herself, is going to train some of our young people to DJ and then they'll get to actually DJ at Pride. So
that's brilliant.
That's a really nice
That's great.
Element.
So do you do quite a lot of events throughout the year as well then? It's not just the Pride week.
Totally. Yeah. We have a regular party called Cockles and Muscles, which is like a fun drag night that we do at the Lido Cliff Bar.
That's an absolutely amazing name.
Yeah, it's good, isn't
Such
it?
Such a great name for a seaside thing.
Perfect.
I love it.
For the town. And that goes down really well. And yeah, there's loads of stuff throughout the year. We do a pub quiz at the Cliftonville Community Centre that's happening on July the 26th that everyone's welcome to come to. And there's a lot of live stuff happening at that as well. And we have a raffle and, like, everyone gets involved. We have one round where you have to make stuff out of clay. And we've got Keith Brimer-Jones, who's the guy that was the host on that. It was like Bake Off, but for making clay. Did you ever watch it?
No,
the Great Pottery Throwdown, it's called.
Great,
and, like,
okay.
Sarah Cox presents it. It's really funny.
Brilliant.
It's kind of like, you know, he's one of the judges.
Right.
He lives here, actually, in Arlington House. So he's going to come and be a judge of that round. So there's lots of people who give their time and talents to make these events really fun.
Yeah.
But to get back to your original question, which is who's performing. We've also got, do you know Rebecca Taylor from Slow Club, who lives around here?
I don't know.
Her new outfit is called Self Esteem. So she's like this really fabulous female performer, singer.
Great.
And she's written a new album that's just coming out that she recorded in Margate at Johan's studio. From the very best. These are all people that I'd love you to get in here as well.
Oh, great.
They're
okay.
Really awesome.
Perfect.
She's going to be performing a few songs. And I think it's really powerful currently to have a strong female performing.
Yeah.
As it is important to have men too. But I just think it was really awesome to get her to headline.
Yeah.
Because she's got a big following and she lives here. And, She has an amazing singing voice. So I encourage your listeners to look up Self-Esteem.
Yeah, definitely.
She's got a song called Your Wife, which the video is amazing.
Fantastic.
Mm. And there's a drag act as well called Grace Shush, as in like Grace Shush.
Nice.
Grace Shush, but with a lisp. I like really rubbish drag names. Like, we have a friend called Jackie Potato, which is a good drag name.
Yeah.
but Grace is going to do, she is the current winner of Miss Sync the Pink, which is like a drag challenge thing that happens every year in London.
Right.
And she was the winner. So she's pretty incredible drag act.
Amazing.
And she has lots of reveals where she'll be in a big sparkly costume and then suddenly she's got like nipple tassels. And she, it's a really powerful, very proud performance. So she'll be performing that as well.
That sounds amazing. Sounds amazing. I think there's been a massive sort of cultural RuPaul's Drag Race, I guess, right? That's obviously become a huge thing, and it's just as big over here, and there are other things like you say, the Sync the Pink things, you know, the dragging what would you call it?
Yeah,
the,
dragging.
Yeah,
dragging
that
up.
That kind of thing, I guess, has become just massive. I think it's people love it. I love it. It's
so
great.
Fun. And it's very British. You know, it's like that really kind of carry-on campness about it. Like, it doesn't have to be all polished. It can be
definitely
like a bit shit, and that's definitely quite good.
One of the ones that stood out to me on Drag Race, I've recently watched all of them with my other half, and it was Bob the Drag Queen.
He's amazing.
Yeah. Amazing. Yeah. Best name I think I've ever
heard.
Find
him on Instagram. He's so funny on Instagram.
Is he?
Yeah, and his mum is funny on Instagram as well. Her Instagram's like Bob the Drag Queen's mum.
I love it. I was sitting with my other half the other day, and she was trying to come up with clever names for her friends, like drag queen names. It's just brilliant. I love that kind of cultural thing that people have kind of embraced it as much of a jokey thing as it might be. Obviously, there's maybe more serious things behind it and bringing communities together. And I
but
think
that's
it's great
happening
that it's been
around
embraced.
Here. Like, there's one called Thanet Jackson.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's kind of like that you're able to sort of like bring comedy Thanet stuff into the drag community. And I think that's so, it just feels really punk to do it down here.
Yeah.
I don't know why, there's just this seaside silliness that it's really important to embrace.
Yeah, it's fantastic. And so I guess we should get towards the end of the day, which is Animatronic from Scissor Sisters is
absolutely
doing a
great
DJ
stuff.
Set.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and this is huge.
Yeah,
it?
It's amazing. And that's a big thanks to Dreamland
for
helping
us.
I mean, Dreamland and Turner have been amazing this year with commissioning different things and getting some big kind of national and international names down with us. And they were like, well, we're going to do kind of a sunset sessions with Margate Pride and we want to get a name in. And, you know, it's great that we've got someone like that who's accessible, cool. She's doing a deep disco set, I think they've requested. So it's going to be a really good vibe in there.
Yeah,
good sing-along vibes. And I think it's to have a big name from the Scissor Sisters, who's like, I mean, they went down so well in the UK in the terms of like bringing camp mainstream, because kind of like mums and sort of that generation love her, and yet kids still love her. I think she's like a really good broad name for everyone to come and have a dance to.
Yeah, I think you're right.
And you can still go on the rides, so it's got that kind of, and Dreamland was so respectful of like whatever they wanted to check, it felt authentic and right with us before they went ahead and made the booking. So I think it's been, everyone has responded business-wise as well as on the street level so positively towards Margate
Pride. I think
that's
great. I think that is great, because it's always that worry, I suppose. And like you say, there is that kind of maybe the perception of Margate from the rest of the country, you know, like we said before we came on air, a bit rough. Some people think that about Margate and, you know, is it the sort of right place? But it's so nice to hear that the whole community, big businesses as well as small businesses as well as individuals, are really kind of embracing the whole thing.
Can't give any negative examples of people's reactions.
Fantastic.
Honestly, genuinely, people are so excited and proud of us having a pride.
Yeah. And I think it's very important to say as well at this point is that it's a totally inclusive festival as well. Obviously, you
everyone
want everybody to turn
welcome.
Up.
Oh, yeah. It's just not about sexuality. It's, well, it obviously is, but it's about saying we love that our town is diverse.
Yeah.
We're proud of everyone. We welcome everyone and everyone is celebrated.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. Yeah.
And I think it's good to emphasise that, yes, it may be led by the queer community or the queer artists, but, I mean, it is for everyone. I mean, a lot of the projects we're working on are sustainable. It's about transcending the festival. It's going all year round. So we're starting community groups and we're going into residential homes and we're building up networks with teachers and schools and we're making it more about yes, there are LGBTQ issues that we have to consider, obviously, but it's for everybody. And we're just saying, we're not excluding you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because you're not a letter. You know, come in.
Yeah, everyone is welcome.
Everyone's a letter in
Margate. The
spectrum
of the rainbow is everyone.
Absolutely.
And if anyone doesn't feel represented, we encourage them to get in touch and start something. So, I mean, you can find our website, which is margatepride.org.uk. And it's info at that as well, mm-hmm. if you want to email us, because we really want people to be involved. And we can't know that you're not represented unless you tell us.
Sure.
So we really do encourage people to, if they don't see themselves in that march, to get in touch and do it, because the way that DIY grassroots things happen is by that dialogue and by people getting in touch and being a part of it. Because you have to, it's your pride. It's not about us three dictating anything.
Sure.
If anything, like, you know, we're your bitches. Tell us, which
yeah,
we
definitely.
Feel like we are often anyway. We're just filling out forms all the time. But we get to put on a flamboyant outfit on the day, which we love as well.
Sailor suits.
A little sailor suit.
Sailor suit. I don't know.
Is that your thing? I've never noticed.
just know why. But also, I like the fact people are kind of growing with us and learning about it, because like the first year there was one float and there was, say, a few hundred people and, you know, a few hundred people that came and watched.
A few weirdos, as someone described it.
Yeah, which was one of the best
compliment ever. Yeah.
One float and a couple of weirdos. Brilliant. That's us.
Hit the nail on the head.
Yeah. Nice.
But then, you know, last year, several thousand people, a bigger parade, you know, more people marching,
the
services came out.
And more people lining the streets to support. A bit like with Margate Carnival, which always happens the weekend before. People come out and sit and watch, and people came out of residential homes with rainbow flags,
really?
Waving in wheelchairs.
That's amazing.
I was bawling my eyes out.
Yeah.
Because to have people's support is so beautiful.
Mm. Yeah, that's amazing.
We should mention as well the new Ageless Thanet group. So there's a group for the 50 plus LGBT community that's just started as part of Ageless Thanet, which people can get involved with, which is lovely to see that happen organically, that it isn't just like, young people instigating something.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, the 50 plus.
I guess maybe that's a sort of part of the community that's maybe been left out of things for a long time based on just sort of the age and how
things
were back then.
And the kind of politics of the area and country in general. So that feels really beautiful to have that happening, and we support that so much.
Yeah, and the thing with, because it is so hand to mouth and DIY, we need people to work together, and that's the kind of the beauty of it, because people are taking ownership for it and we're encouraging that. You know, yes, we can, you know, there are some prides you go to and, you know, there's great branding and there's plastic bangles
signs
everywhere and
yeah.
there's bells and whistles and, you know, and there's pop
lanyards.
Stars and all of these things.
Yeah.
And
branded
we just don't
cops.
Have that. You know, we're taking small groups of people into residential homes along the parade route to make bunting with the local resident. You know, it's all about time.
Yeah,
it's not about that. And I think that's kind of good as well. I think we're getting a real name for that as being an alternative to kind of other
we're
mainstream pride events.
We're
going to
cover a big bus in knitted rainbow flags.
Seriously.
And that's just because we've got a friend who's able to lend us a bus, you know. It's all quite random, but I think that's what makes it so special.
Yeah,
like it literally is the opposite of a corporate
well, you know,
event.
Sometimes what exactly you say that, like, you know, sometimes you can think an event and, you know, on paper it might look amazing, but it's very cold and separated.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
This is totally the opposite, and I suppose that's come out of basically having no money, right? It's, you know,
totally.
you rely on donations,
some
you haven't
of the
got
best
sponsors
things come from that.
Yeah,
absolutely. And it just comes down to time. I think
it's
unbelievable.
It's literally me and Amy, you know, driving around for half an hour around the town in a sub, throwing out little bunting.
Dropping off posters. And
fantastic.
Sitting in my kitchen drinking Earl Grey and filling out forms and planning and getting excited. I think the energy of us loving it is quite infectious as well. Because people, you know, when you go in the shop and you tell them about it, we're so proud that you can't not get on board with it. Because the heart and the intention is right. So it's a very honest thing.
Yep. We're trying to keep it as transparent and honest and open as well. And just make it for everyone. And I think people genuinely deep down as well see the benefit of it. You know, I mean, it's a good draw. You know, if you're trying to have a seaside town that's about tourism and about getting people to
absolutely.
Come along.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You need to offer these things as well and say, right, yeah, we need to actually sort this out and start doing
lots
this.
Of fabulous people coming to Margate for a whole weekend. Like, yeah, what's not to love?
Well, right, exactly.
You know, the Soul Weekend's on the map, the carnival, there's loads of amazing things. Why not have our Pride be as big as Brighton one day, but the alternative version of that?
Sure.
You know, this year Brighton have Britney and it's £50 to get in.
Is that
right?
And
I'm not knocking that, because that's also another way of doing a Pride.
Sure.
But we're really proud to be the sort of alt version of that.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, yeah, just the fact that yours is free and you just come along and just enjoy the festivities and also maybe do a bit of learning as well alongside it. I think, yeah, I mean, Britney's great, but 50 quid's a bit.
Yeah.
I'll stick to Margate.
There's something for everyone. But
there's a place for everyone. And I think, you know, that's the good thing about Pride, is that they have their own identity wherever you are. Mm. And London Pride is London Pride, and we will never be London Pride because we're not London.
Sure.
You know, and the same about any other place. And I think Margate needs to have its own identity, and it needs to be from the grassroots here, and it needs to be from everybody. You know, they need to feel like
Margate for it to be authentic, and that's why we encourage people to get in touch. But I think it really already feels so Margate. Like, you know, it's almost like you're able to just be like, that is so Margate when you look at it. Like, someone literally did describe it as a few weirdos on a float.
But, amazing.
You know, and I always want it to feel like that, even if we do get huge, which potentially it could become. You know, we're 3 years in. I could foresee this in 10 years being a really massive Pride, because we're not going anywhere. Like, this is continuing. Yeah. It's not like, oh, we'll try it 1 year and see. I am so passionate. I would run this for the rest of my life if I had to, but I would love to hand it over to the community, because it's kind of like people get involved each year and more, we have a committee. Like we said earlier, it's just us three. It's not, we have a committee. So we'll sit down with them and test ideas out. And again, which everyone is welcome to join that committee. Okay. So it's kind of like, the ownership is of the LGBT plus community in this town, so it can always exist.
Yeah,
because gays will always exist and be fabulous.
And we're very much the way we see it is we're starting something to pass on. It's not about us and ownership of it. It really isn't, you know. And you know, I cannot wait for the day in 3 or 4 or 5 or 10 years time someone to come. You take your break and we'll sort this out now.
Amazing.
And it'd be like, yes.
We'll just be like the old queens at the back going, oh.
Wearing a sailor suit in my mobility scooter.
With your ukulele. I'll be an old girl in a rainbow wig. Living the dream.
Exactly. I can't wait. Unbelievable. All right then, guys. So we've got the event tomorrow.
Yep.
The pub quiz, which is obviously a big fundraising thing, a couple of weeks before Pride itself. So just remind me about that again.
So it's at Cliftonville Community Centre. It's £10 to get in. You get sandwiches.
Nice.
Loads of fun, kind of crazy interactive performance stuff, and the clay round that I was just telling you about. So prepare to get dirty. And then it's BYO, so you bring your own booze,
nice,
which is a nice touch. And then we'll have cups of tea for you there as well. And it starts at 7. So come and bring a team and get involved. Come up with a silly team name.
Great.
And everyone is welcome. There's
Fantastic.
More on our Facebook page, Margate Pride.
Okay. And so Margate Pride Facebook is where basically everyone can find everything.
Yeah, totally. And Instagram and Twitter. We're on there all the time. And we have a website that's brand new and sparkly and shiny that we're very proud of.
Great.
MargatePride.org.uk.
Fantastic. Okay. Get involved. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank
I appreciate you coming along, and I can't wait. Great, looking forward to a great event this year.
Such a pleasure, and we're really happy that you're doing this in Margate. We think you're awesome.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Can't wait to see you in drag.
I dreamt of violence.